Most colleges across the country have closed campuses, but as classes go online, not every student can pick up and head home. Whether they're here studying from abroad or facing hard-to-find internet at home, Troy Oppie reports on how campuses in Idaho are working to keep these students connected and safe.
Tive Kasete is a sophomore at the College of Idaho.
I'm from Namibia in Southern Africa.
He came to Caldwell to study business administration 2 years ago. He could have made it back home in March. Then the first two cases were discovered there.
They then started implementing a travel ban. Like, even if you are from Namibia, you couldn't go back.
C of I closed its campus 2 weeks ago. Kasete is still there, along with nearly 200 other, mostly international students. Travel and potential visa issues were a concern, but students like Kasete wanted to continue school, and logging on from home was more complicated than just connecting to the internet.
There, I would have to wake up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to attend classes.
Students are spread across campus housing, so each has their own room. They can venture outside while maintaining distance. Food services is still providing grab-and-go meals, and campus safety is fully operational, says C of I's Director of Marketing and Communications, Joe Hughes.
I think the most difficult part is the fact that we are very much a relational college, trying to maintain those relationships, trying to do them as best as we can through the virtual world, but trying to maintain that relationship is probably the most difficult thing.
Boise State and Northwest Nazarene Universities, along with C of I, have all allowed students without other good options to stay put. And it's not just international students.
My name is Hannah Rick. My family lives in Northeast Washington, so above Spokane.
Rick is a senior at Northwest Nazarene in Nampa. When NNU announced they were closing campus, she says it sent her into a scramble, knowing home wasn't a great option to finish the semester.
So my parents' house, we live in a very rural area, and there is no Wi-Fi at the house or really in the area. In fact, my sister and I were considering having to drop out, actually, if we had to go home.
Hannah's younger sister moved out of her sophomore dorm and into the upper-class apartment with Hannah. The school has moved the approximately 24 remaining students into apartment-style housing. NNU Vice President for Student Life, Carrie Cook, says they are providing a few prepackaged meals available for pickup and may shift to reimbursing students for meals off campus. Rick and her sister aren't relying on those meals, though.
I cook everything from scratch, too. And so it's just pretty easy to just buy what I need for the next 2 weeks or buy what we will both need. And then that will also eliminate how many times we are going out and we're interacting with people.
The story is similar at Boise State, where about 130 students are still living on campus, plus another couple dozen residence hall staff. Greg Hahn is the Associate University Vice President for Communication.
We've spread them out a little thinner, so they're a little lower density in those apartment-style houses.
One surprise, students who moved from traditional-style dorms into apartment-style housing were missing items often taken for granted.
They didn't even have utensils, a lot of them, and so we did an on-campus call for donations, and then it actually kind of caught on the community. It sort of took off on social media.
Each school also has counselors ready to speak to students feeling isolated or scared. Kasete from College of Idaho says he feels safe despite the challenges.
The isolation is harder for people that left and went home because there are less people. But here, there's probably around 200 students still on campus. You still kind of do see some people. It's not as weird, but It's definitely not normal. it's definitely not normal.
For him, an isolated community is still a community. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.